Great. Well, welcome again to today's webinar, folks. We're really looking forward to this one. Thank you for joining us to learn about Brisbane and their current incentive program. I'd like to introduce our presenters, Luke Jones, who is the Trade Director at Visit Brisbane, and Tyler Lovenek is the Manager of Regional Sales at Air Canada. Thank you so much for being here, Luke and Tyler. We're really happy to have you both with us. And with that, we are going to dive into the main event. So Luke, you have the floor. Please go ahead when you're ready.
Thanks, Zeffan. G'day, everyone. As Zeffan mentioned, I'm Luke Jones, Trade Director for Visit Brisbane. So we are the tourism body for the city of Brisbane, Australia, and also for Brisbane International Airport. So really excited to be checking in with our Canadian travel partners and travel advisors again. You may have heard of our campaign, which has been running for the last few months, called Brisbane Bucks, which is an incentive for our travel advisors. If you book any of your clients to Australia with the Vancouver Brisbane sector occurring first, you'll get a $50 gift card for every single passenger you do that for. So it's really great to see all the take up we've had so far. And this incentive is still running until the end of June. So do make avail yourself of that incentive if you're working on any itinerary for Australia right now. So why Brisbane? Well, I've just come back from Brisbane myself, and we just had a big event there called the Australian Tourism Exchange, which some of you may have heard of, where we had international travel buyers from all over the world, including Canada, of course. And the feedback we had, including from our friends at Air Canada, was, wow, what an amazing city and what a great surprise this city is. Never thought there was an experience like this outside of Sydney or Melbourne. And, you know, even our Air Canada friends is thinking of relocating to Brisbane. He loved it so much. Do consider Brisbane, particularly for your clients who are maybe first timers to Australia. And they say, well, it's a long way to go. It is a long way to go, but it's well worth it. And if you're flying Air Canada, nonstop into Brisbane is the fastest way to get into Australia. So we're telling all of our Canadian friends, well, why don't you start your trip in Brisbane, land in Brisbane, spend a couple of days to get over your jet lag, and, you know, go to the Great Barrier Reef from there. And then on to Sydney, of course. So Brisbane International, BNE, this is probably the most relaxed airport you're going to find in Australia. Two runways, beautiful landing, and you can be through customs and curbside within, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of landing. And this airport does have the most domestic connections of any airport in Australia. So as an itinerary planner for your clients, there are a lot more options if you land your customer in Brisbane to their onward journey, be it, you know, Sydney, be it Uluru, Ayers Rock, Cairns, the Great Barrier Reef. Generally, when Canadians come to Australia, the number one thing they want to do is Sydney, and then the number two thing is the Great Barrier Reef, based on statistics. Brisbane is a great access point to the Great Barrier Reef, and then from Cairns, you can fly down to Sydney and then back out to Vancouver nonstop on Air Canada on Sydney. So consider open drawing your clients rather than backhauling them and not making the best use of their time. I mean, Australia is a very big country. It's not it's not as big as Canada, but it's close. It's roughly, you know, the same size as continental US. So when you land your client in Brisbane and they arrive in the morning, it's a beautiful sunrise like you can see behind me. Seriously, this is the most beautiful city to wake up in, especially if you're a little bit jet-lagged or you arrived. You just walk down from your hotel down to the river and everyone's out running along. All the cafes are open, beautiful croissants, and just a really easygoing outdoor sort of lifestyle. It is subtropical, so beautiful weather. And within 30 to 60 minutes drive or boat, you're going to have the quintessential Australian experiences that your clients are really looking for. So if you're heading out to the bay, there's Moreton Bay and Stradbroke Island, Moreton Island, out there an hour by ferry, and you're on Tangalooma Island Resorts, where you can be snorkeling wrecks and hand-feeding wild dolphins and having all kinds of beautiful tropical island experiences. And if you head an hour inland, you'll be in the Scenic Rim World Heritage Rainforest. And just in and around Brisbane, there's all kinds of classic Australian experiences, such as Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary, which I'll tell you more about in a minute, and great food and beverage experiences too. So I mentioned we've got great climate. We are subtropical southern Queensland. Brisbane is officially the sunniest city in Australia, 287 days of sunshine a year. So the chances are your clients are going to get a really great day when they arrive. Rain, obviously, we do get rain like every other city, but it really doesn't set in for long periods of time. And the chances are you're going to get great weather. Here's the classic picture of Brisbane across the Brisbane River, looking out from Kangaroo Point Cliffs, which surround the city. The river winds all the way through, and you'll see that a lot of the hotels are on the river, and a lot of the restaurants have outdoor al fresco dining setups. This is Mr. Percival's, one of our great dining establishments in Howard Smith Wharves, just under the Story Bridge, and a great place to send your clients for, you know, first meal, and they'll certainly meet locals and really get a vibe of the city. Many ways to explore, just biking or on the river and outside the river. You'll find that Brisbaneites are very outdoorsy. It's a big city, but it's still got a country vibe. Everyone's really, really friendly and just enjoying the environment. Like I said, I just came back from ATE, and I hosted a fam trip after ATE, and we did all of these things here. So we did River Life, who do kayaking and abseiling down Kangaroo Cliffs, which are right next to the city. Miramar Koala Cruise, it's an hour and a half cruise up the river to the Koala Sanctuary. And you get a great history of the city of Brisbane along the way. And then you spend an hour or two at the Koala Sanctuary meeting the koalas and all the other amazing creatures that they have there, the kangaroos, wombats, and even Tassie devils. And you can do a Story Bridge climb. The Story Bridge is our main bridge in Brisbane. This is similar to the Sydney Harbour Bridge climb. If you've ever seen that experience, you climb up, get a great view of the city and a bit of a history lesson as well of the city from your guide. Really exhilarating and informative at the same time. This is Kangaroo Point Cliffs, River Life. I actually just did this last week. I was terrified, but I had to do this because I was leading a fan group and I had to lead by example. And wow, what an exhilarating time. Really friendly guides, and they just show you how to do it, and it's perfectly safe, and you can abseil for the first time. Just one of these great exhilarating experiences, and it's just, you know, 20 minutes from, you know, the center of the city here. As you can see, walking, actually, you can walk across all the bridges that cross the river. Very walkable city. So here's a classic photo that we use quite a lot. This is the top of the Emporium Hotel, five-star hotel in the South Bank, and rooftop infinity pool and restaurant here called Terrace, and the whole roof of the restaurant actually cantilevers open at night, so it lets in all the night air, and you can see the stars. Really gives you that subtropical vibe. But in fact, a lot of our hotels have rooftops or terraces, which you can just enjoy. And the locals really enjoy knocking off work and having a drink at one of these places along the river. So again, your clients will really enjoy this, and they'll have a really great opportunity to meet the local Aussies. Australians do like to drink the occasional beer. That is true. And Brisbane actually has the only overwater brewery in the whole of Australia. It's called Felons, and it's in honour of our convict heritage. So Brisbane was one of the original penal colonies of Australia. There's Sydney, Port Arthur and Tasmania, and also Brisbane, which was established after Sydney. And we do have that very interesting aspect. So Felons is the name of the brewery. They brew 40 different types of beer on site, and it's over the river, and it's right there in the Howard Smith Wharves area. Look, the cuisine in Brisbane really has come a long way. It's absolutely superb fusion, international fusion, European, a lot of seafood and fresh flavours. In fact, Brisbane has been named as having the number one restaurant in Australia right now, which is called Agnes, and many restaurants are winning awards in Brisbane. So the food scene is really burgeoning there. We also have a winery right in the city called City Winery, which you can just pop into even if you only got an hour or two to spare on your itinerary. I mentioned Tangalooma Island Resort. This is snorkeling these wrecks, which is a man-made reef out by the island. And we just did this on our fam trip. Really amazing. You just duck your head under the water, and there's, you know, thousands of fish and all type of marine life. We saw turtles. We saw dugongs, which are a very large dolphins type of animals, but they're not dolphins. But then we also have dolphins there as well. North Stradbroke Island, which is nearby, this is the best place in Australia for whale watching from the land, and beautiful cliffs that look down over the ocean. And from May through to October is whale watching season, and we have many different ways to observe the whales from the ocean, and also from Straddy, as the locals call it. And there's a wonderful Indigenous experience on this island. Delvin Cockatoo Tour. Collins is one of the tour operators there, and she has an Indigenous art shop and does walking tours as well that you can send your clients on. This is another shot of Tangalooma Island Resort. So if you want to stay over at the resort, you can. It's a minimum two-night stay. So a lot of our guests from the US and Canada just come out for the day. So it's an awesome day trip. Grab the ferry out in the morning, have all these fun adventure activities during the day, sand tobogganing, helicopters, quad biking, snorkeling, all the beach activities, have a wonderful lunch afternoon, and then head back in the evening. You can even do the wild dolphin feeding in the evening. There's since Aboriginal times, the dolphins have been coming in at sunset, and you can actually hand feed them a small, very small portion of what they require for their daily food intake. So they are still wild, but they love interacting with humans. So Brisbane is really known for its precincts, or I guess you'd say neighborhoods. This is Howard Smith Wharves I mentioned earlier. So you have the Story Bridge here, you have the Crystal Brook Vincent Hotel, five star here, and then you have Felons Overwater Brewery, Mr. Percival's Restaurant, and then a whole bunch of lovely restaurants along the foreshore here. It's got a great vibe from Thursdays to Sundays with the locals just out enjoying the nightlife. So if you're putting someone in Brisbane for the first night, this is a really good place to put them. They can enjoy all this activity, and they can also do a Story Bridge climb. That's what we did with our fam group, right up to the top of this pylon here, and then back and across and down again. Learn a lot about the history of Brisbane and the Story Bridge. Fun fact, the Story Bridge almost runs north to south, but during construction, the plan was to demolish the pub on the south end, which the local construction workers was their favourite watering hole, and they refused to keep working. They went on strike, and so the architect had to move the bridge by 2 degrees to miss the pub on the south end. A great Aussie story and a great victory for beer drinking in Australia. So here's a map of Brisbane, and really it just shows how you can walk everywhere. These are little bridges that cross the river. So if you're staying, let's just say you're staying at Queen's Wharf at one of the new hotels here, you can just walk quite right across one of these bridges and get down to South Bank with this lovely park area here and restaurants and hotels. And then you have the Queensland Museum right here, the Gallery of Modern Art. The Story Bridge is up here. You can walk over to the Howard Smith Wharves in 15 to 20 minutes just across the land, or you can get a River Cat up and down. They run up and down on a regular schedule, and it's 50 cents per person. Every piece of every public transport option is 50 cents in Brisbane, which is great, 50 cents Aussie, which I think is pretty close to Canadian right now. So the open air dining and entertainment hubs, like I said, there's precincts that all have their own flavor. So you have Howard Smith Wharves, and then South Bank, you'll see a lot of the locals hanging out, enjoying cafes and restaurants and bars. Fish Lane is the old town sort of Brisbane. Brisbane has a very interesting history dating back to the Aboriginal times, but also, you know, colonial times, convict times, and then World War II, General Douglas MacArthur was stationed here with around 300,000 US troops. So there's a real interesting wartime history as well. Eat Street is where all the arts and the entertainment is. And then you have James Street, high-end shopping and very high-end accommodations such as the Carlisle Hotel. CBD, Central Business District, is where all the main shopping is, and as well as MacArthur's Chambers. So General Douglas MacArthur's office is still preserved exactly as it was during the 1940s, and you can go into his office and sit in his chair, and even his pipe and his ashtray and his typewriter and all that is still there. So very interesting for those history buffs. The Gallery of Modern Art, South Bank. This is, you know, Brisbane's an international hub and a domestic hub for all kinds of arts and entertainment. So we always have some very interesting exhibition coming through Quogoma. So definitely make sure you include that in your client's itinerary if they're artsy interest. Also, there's a really wonderful Indigenous lunch, Aboriginal themed lunch you can have there, as well as a guided walk of the art gallery. I mentioned Lone Pine. So this is a koala sanctuary. It is the oldest, largest koala sanctuary in Australia and indeed the world. So it's a number one thing to do when you come to Brisbane. You can do the Miramar cruise from your hotel, right from the closest dock, straight up to the koala sanctuary. As I said, that's about an hour and a half. And then spend as much time as you want in the park. Excuse me. So what you see obviously is koalas, but you also see kangaroos and all kinds of Australian wildlife, from birds, reptiles. We even have a crocodile, and I mentioned the Tassie devils and even a hairy-nosed wombat. So Australia is quite unique with its wildlife because they all evolved for millions of years in isolation from the rest of the world, and that's why they're kind of crazy and unique, and you don't really see anything like it anywhere else in the world. So just on accommodation, I mentioned the Carlisle. This is a very high-end, I guess, subtropical Miami-style experience. It's five-star, now a member of the Virtuoso Consortium, as is the Emporium Hotel. We have lots of international brands. The W Hotel, I reckon their dining deck has the best view of the river. Really big open patio here, just right over the top of the river. And then you have the Crystal Brook Vincent right under the Story Bridge. Hyatt Regency, and then you have some local brands. Spices is really a nice boutique chain which does apartment style accommodation here in Brisbane, and also out in the scenic rim. Hotel X, a very cool five-star hotel, and has one of the best rooftop bars in Brisbane. And then you have boutique properties like the Overlo. This is really an interesting property. Each suite is sort of themed differently. This is the Purple Rain Prince Suite, so something a little bit different. So the Scenic Rim, I mentioned that's about an hour's drive out of Brisbane, and there's day tour operators that get your customers out there, small group tour operators. Whichever tour operator you're working with in Canada can put this together, or if you need to go direct as well, these operators are all internationally ready. So the Scenic Rim, beautiful out there, really quite undeveloped, and it's not really well explored by international tourism. In fact, Lonely Planet really uncovered it in 2023 and named it in their top 10 places in the world to see, and it was the only place in the whole of Australia they actually included in the top 10 places in the world to see. So they really see what the potential this place has to offer for people traveling to Australia. So Scenic Rim, really good soft adventure sort of activities, floating images, ballooning. And then we also have Summerlin Camel Farm. You can do camel rides and buy camel products such as camel cheese and camel milk products. And then I mentioned Spices also. They have their retreats in Great Warts in the Scenic Rim. Really beautiful way to experience the wilderness and a bit of style. I guess you call it a sort of glamping. Siramay Winery is our only winery out in the Scenic Rim. So Brisbane and Queensland is really known for beer drinking, but we also have great wines for Siramay. And they've recently installed some accommodation as well, so people can actually stay the night as well as do the wine tasting. And then also out in the Scenic Rim, we have Beachmont Estate, very popular with North America. It really feels like an Aussie sort of farm stay. Beautiful accommodations, but really lovely farm-to-table type of experience, food experiences that you can see here. All right, so what's new going on in Brisbane? Lone Pine, they're always innovative with their products. So they realize that half their animals are actually quite sleepy during the day. So there's a nocturnal tour that runs at night after sunset, and you get given night vision goggles and you go into the park. And that's when some of the nocturnals are really active. So this is a Tassie devil, and they come out, and it's just fun for the family and also a different way to experience the park at Lone Pine. We're always looking for new, different restaurant type of experiences. This is the Powerhouse Museum on the river here, and they've opened their own restaurant called Vertigo, and they've built the restaurant on the outside of the actual museum. So it's an eight-table restaurant, and you're strapped into your table, harnessed in, have a lovely five-course meal with wines, etc., and then you abseil down the side of the building after your meal, or you can get the elevator, but most people abseil down. So that's a fun thing to do called Vertigo. The Story Bridge, as I mentioned, also have introduced some new product. They're also doing a night climb. The city is absolutely spectacular at night. It's got a beautiful skyline of these different buildings. And you get the same wonderful guided walk, but also a meal is included down below at Howard Smith Wharves at one of the restaurants there. So that's a good night out. Has anyone heard of Bluey? Bluey is probably the most popular kids show on TV right now, really dominating the streaming TV in North America. And we've opened Bluey's World, which is a themed experience in Brisbane, and you take the kids through this big interactive park area indoors, and it's like different scenes from the show, different rooms from Bluey's house, etc., with interactive guides, and really a wonderful, heartwarming experience. Takes about an hour or so, and if you've got clients with families, this is certainly a must do. Finally, on what's new, this is Queen's Wharf. The first hotel has opened, and that's the Star, which is the front here. Really beautiful five-star rooms that overlook the river. You have a casino here, and there's over 100 different outlets around this precinct, restaurants, bars, and retail. And then on one side next year, there is a Dorset and a Rosewood hotel opening, the Rosewood being Brisbane's first six-star hotel. And then on the other side, there's the Star Apartments, which are privately owned apartments, but are being leased out in a pool, a leasing pool. So if you have clients who want to have an apartment style accommodation within the Queen's Wharf precinct, this is definitely the place to send them. So that's it. One other thing to consider and put it on your calendar is Brisbane Olympics 2032, leading the Summer Olympics in Brisbane. Super excited. We know it's a long way away, but what that means is there's a lot of focus going into the city on developing tourism infrastructure, new hotels, making the city really accessible to larger numbers of people without losing the charm and the vibe of the city. Before we run a closing video, I just want to remind you about the Brisbane Bucks promotion we have. So Travel Courier are running this, and we'll send you the link if you don't already have it afterwards. Just consider if you're talking to your clients right now about Australia, consider flying them on that Vancouver Air Canada flight into Brisbane. And anytime you do that southward sector into Brisbane, you don't have to book any accommodation or anything like that. Just send us the booking reference and you'll be sent a $50 gift card for your efforts. And we're just trying to encourage our travel partners to really consider Brisbane as the entry point into their Australian itinerary. And from there, you can go obviously to everywhere else that your client wants to go. So it makes sense from a client perspective, and hopefully it makes sense from a travel advisor perspective to include Brisbane. The incentive is not valid for northbound Brisbane out to Vancouver. We're really trying to encourage people to come into Brisbane and stay a few nights, and really the best way to do that is to make it the southward leg of the journey. All right, Zephon, we might just finish with a little video which sort of captures the vibe of the city if you like at this point. All right. Thanks for that. I hope that leaves you inspired. And I'll hand over to our Tyler, our friends at Air Canada.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Luke. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you, wherever you are joining from. Once again, my name is Tyler with Air Canada. Super excited to be here. What an amazing update from Luke, and really inspiring to go to Brisbane. And now we'll talk about how we're going to get there. So with Air Canada, of course, we've got your nonstop flight with Air Canada to Brisbane from our hub in Vancouver. So right now we are flying up to six times weekly from now until the middle to end of October this year. And then in November through to March of 2026, we will be flying daily between Vancouver and Brisbane. So you can definitely get to Brisbane, your gateway to Australia. And as we mentioned, to see the rest of Australia after you're done in Brisbane. We do have co-chair agreements with Qantas and Virgin Australia that you can build into your client's itinerary. But really, that flight into Brisbane is going to be your best option and your gateway. We do have making connections easy as well. So for all of your clients across Canada or the United States, wherever you are originating from, we have same terminal connections in Vancouver. So you don't even have to pick up your luggage and go to a different terminal. You just go down a hallway that says international departures and you're there. So it really shortens the time. And if on the return journey, you're going back to the United States, we have US customs in Vancouver as well. So when you're flying home and you've had your fun down in Brisbane and in Australia, you can also clear US customs in Vancouver so that when you're going back to the States, you land as a domestic passenger there as well. On board our fleet. So we've got one of the youngest fleets and we are continuing to renew it. We've got a firm order for 18 787-10 Dreamliners that we hope to be taking delivery soon, as well as our Airbus A220s for the more regional aircraft. And we also have acquired an additional two 787-9 aircraft, which will be the ones taking you down to Brisbane. So we fly the wonderful 787 Dreamliner, which is a very comfortable airplane for your journey. And on board. So, of course, we have our economy class service that on the flight down to Brisbane does include complimentary wine and spirits as well with your hot meal when you take off. So that is a really nice added touch for your clients. But those who want a little bit more, we've got our premium economy class. The premium economy class really is wonderful. It is comparable to our North American business class, if you've ever seen that. So larger chairs that have more reclined footrest, bigger TV. They're all touchscreens. We do have TVs at every seat, including in economy as well. And you do have the complimentary upgraded meal, wine, and beverage service as well. But for that almost 15-hour flight down to Brisbane, this is where I would want to be sitting, and hopefully you too and your clients as well, as our Air Canada Signature Service. This is our international business class cabin with the lie flat pods that includes access to our Maple Leaf lounges and our signature suites. And that comes with our premium dining and beverage service and our Acqua di Parma amenity kits as well. So really, this is the place to be on the flight down to Australia. We do also offer meal pre-ordering for our customers in business class and premium economy. So on, you can order that through the app, or you can also do it on the website where you can go on and you see the meal of your flight and you can pre-select so that your meal is there, your first choice is there. That way you're not, if you want the beef, you can make sure that you get the beef on the flight down. As well, for Aeroplan members, we do have free in-flight texting that is sponsored by Bell. And you can see there the supported apps that we do have. But we are excited, and some of you may have heard, that we are launching free Wi-Fi for Aeroplan members. And that is going to be rolled out to our international flights starting in early 2026. So stay tuned. But coming early next year, we will have free Wi-Fi for Aeroplan members on all Air Canada flights worldwide, which is going to be a wonderful addition to our service offerings. And there is the Wi-Fi there just for a little bit more information, sponsored by Bell, as I said. And then, of course, for our premium travelers, you have access to our Maple Leaf lounges. We have them across Canada and the United States. And our most recent lounge that we opened was in San Francisco, which you can see there on the right side, which is a phenomenal lounge. And it has our first outdoor patio as well. So you can relax outside and still get some fresh air before you get on the plane. Our signature suite is our upgraded lounges exclusively for signature class customers traveling internationally. And they are only in Toronto and Vancouver. So your customers that are traveling in signature class can use the signature class Lounge in Vancouver before the flight to Brisbane. And it is really an upgraded lounge. You can see here in the photos. So on the left side is Toronto and the right side is our lounge in Vancouver. Those come with a complimentary plated meal curated by Chef David Hawksworth. So it's fantastic. There's a bar with upgraded cocktails. We have complimentary signature craft cocktails, which is really fantastic as well. And then I also want to quickly touch on our Air Canada chauffeur service. This is a one-of-a-kind premium experience that's available only in Toronto and Vancouver. We have partnered with Porsche for a electric and plug-in hybrid. This is for eligible customers in our signature class cabin. And what this is if you're connecting in Toronto or Vancouver from domestic to international, when you get off your domestic connection, you'll have one of our concierges waiting for you on the jet bridge with your name on an iPad. And they take you straight down onto the tarmac where a Porsche is waiting for you that drives you across the tarmac to the signature suite. And you go straight up into the signature suite. So you don't have to walk across or walk through the airport or do anything like that. So it really is a fantastic experience. Again, right now it is on a surprise and delight. So there's no way to reserve it or pre-order it. So if you hear of any of your clients that are whisked away in the Porsche, then you'll know this is what they were what they were selected to on that day. I do want to quickly touch on our partners at Air Canada Vacations as well. They do have 11 tours currently offered throughout Australia, of course, including Brisbane. And you can connect from over 60 cities across Canada in Vancouver to go down to Brisbane and all of Australia to do one of their tours, which was fantastic. And then quickly on Aeroplan as well. So Aeroplan is a phenomenal program that you, your clients can earn points and use on any Air Canada flight. Again, you need an Aeroplan number to get that free texting and soon to be that free Wi-Fi. And also, of course, the more as your clients travel more and earn more, you can earn our Air Canada Elite status as well, which is a really fantastic program. And you don't only earn points when you travel on board with us. You can earn points every day with some of our partners as well. So you can see here just a few of them. Starbucks, Uber Eats. If you're in Ontario at the LCBO, you can earn Aeroplan points there. And you can also earn points with Parkland Fuels, which owns a number of Chevron, Ultramar, Pioneer, or Fast Gas gas stations right across Canada. And then, of course, through the Aeroplan eStore, there's over 200 online retailers there, too, that you can earn points. So it's really, we've made it simple to earn points and get as many points as you can to then use and go all the way down under to Brisbane. And I quickly want to finish off by touching on some of our travel agent resources that we have for you. Our travel agent agent reference on the Air Canada agent website is really fantastic. I call it the Air Canada Encyclopedia. We have built that so that there is everything from A to Z that we think will help you do your job easier and do business easier with us. So definitely check it out. If you haven't been there in a while, you can stay up to date with all things Air Canada. All of our latest policies are there, promotions and important updates as well. So anytime we put out a change code waiver or anything like that, you can find step-by-step policies and the waiver codes on the Air Canada agent reference. And then we have our newsletters as well. So we have the Air Canada Flash that you can sign up for travel agents. It's a bi-weekly newsletter that we send out that is your, you know, the latest news at Air Canada. If you're a corporate travel agent or do a lot of work in the corporate world, definitely you can sign up for our Corporate Matters as well. That's our bi-weekly newsletter that's geared directly for corporate travel. And then, of course, our Air Canada for Business newsletter as well that we put out by once a month. And with that, I want to thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have all of you here, and we hope that you will use our wonderful flight down to Brisbane so that you can explore everything that Brisbane has to offer. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tyler. And thank you, Luke, as well. I will maybe I'll call both of you back and we can do a quick Q&A here. So the first question that I found here was, will U.S. folks qualify for the Brisbane Bucks incentive?
Yes. I've actually been sort of going through answering some of these. Sorry, Zephan, as well.
Good.
Yeah, Robert, thanks for the question. Yeah, unfortunately, this is a promo that's only registered in Canada. We'd love to honor a U.S. Advisor who made a booking out of Canada. It's just this promo is only registered in Canada, so legally this is how it's running with Baxter and Air Canada, unfortunately. But maybe we'll be able to do something in the U.S. market this year, something similar.
Yeah, great. And I see your reply there. I see a few more replies as well. And if you could just kind of one more time, maybe just summarize kind of the contest and where people can find it. And then I was thinking I could post a link in the chat as well for everyone to the Travel Courier Earn Brisbane Bucks page, if that works for you, Luke.
Yeah. I've actually just dropped it to a few of the advisors who question here as well. So yeah, so just to recap, so the promotion is going to continue until the 30th of June, and it's a $50 Canadian gift card for every confirmed passenger booked from Vancouver International into Brisbane nonstop on the southward leg. And whatever they do in Australia or onward is totally fine, but they just got to land in Brisbane. And you fill out that little form on the link that Zephan is going to send, and it's very simple. You just put in the passenger name, the booking reference, and then that'll be submitted to Baxter. And then Baxter will verify with Air Canada, and what they'll do is they'll email you your gift card. And that'll be done. They're done in batches every month. So for all the redemptions for, May, on the 31st of May, you should receive your $50 gift card in the email. If you don't, definitely reach out to us. It could be stuck in spam or something like that.
Okay, great. Any final comments, Tyler?
No, and Luke, can we just confirm too, are connecting itineraries part of that promotion as well? It doesn't just have to be Vancouver direct, like to Brisbane. We can connect in Vancouver down to Brisbane?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, I should have clarified that. You could be coming from anywhere in Canada, connecting via Vancouver into awesome. Brisbane. Yeah, absolutely.
Everything's one of those 60 connecting cities that we've got across Canada. So awesome. Yeah. No, and no further comments. I did see a couple people in the chat there just saying that you've had clients that had great service. So we really appreciate that. We have been working very hard to put the best of Air Canada forward. So happy to see that some of you are experiencing that as well. And I did see about the TVs at every seat. Yes, absolutely. We have no plans to remove those. Definitely want to make sure you have that on board as well.
Great. You're also getting a lot of likes in the little emoji responses there as well, and some fun emojis there. So, well, thanks again, everyone, for joining in today. That was a great webinar, and we're happy to close it off on that note. So, thanks, everyone.
Thanks guys. Everyone.